Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It's Friday, long weekend. Let's check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie, and happy long weekend to everyone.
Oh, for sure. It looks like a great weather through the long weekend, and we don't often get a chance to say great weather and long weekend in the same sentence. But I imagine the barbecues are going to be sparking up this weekend, Sydney.
Oh, absolutely, Jamie. I'm definitely hoping for some sunny weather myself this weekend, which is perfect, like you said, for barbecues and also perfect for this week's recipe, which is called barbecue beef and lentil burgers.
All right, let's spark up the barbecue and enjoy. How does this recipe, how do we put this one together?
Yeah, so for all my burger lovers out there, not to fear, you actually don't really notice the lentils that are in these homemade burgers because they're so tiny and they actually just get mixed in with the ground beef. But they do make a really big impact nutrition-wise as they're going to add some extra fiber, potassium, and folate that you otherwise wouldn't be getting in your burgers. So to make these flexitarian burgers, in a large bowl, you're going to place 3/4 cup of canned green lentils, 3/4 pound of lean ground beef, 1 small zucchini that's been coarsely shredded on a cheese grater, and 1 egg. Then season that well with salt, pepper, and any other spices you typically add to your burgers, like garlic powder or onion powder or smoked paprika. Mix that together until it's well combined. Shape your mixture into 4 patties and cook those on a greased medium-high barbecue for about 4 minutes per side or until they're cooked through. And then enjoy your burgers with different toppings like tzatziki sauce, sliced cucumber, black olives, and feta cheese. Or try a sweet and spicy combo with banana peppers, a grilled pineapple ring, and cream cheese.
I'm getting hungry just hearing you talk about this.
I know. You know what, Jamie? This is my life every day. I talk about food all day, and I'm always thinking about what's for the next meal.
There you go. And something about burgers and barbecues and things like that. But as you say, something like adding lentils to a beef burger, just kind of, it's a nice way to spice things up, kind of jazz things up, and you can do that with hamburgers.
Absolutely. You know, we know that those plant-based proteins, like legumes, such as lentils, there's so many different health benefits to them. They help with blood sugar management, you know, heart health, things like that. And this is a really great example of a way that you can still enjoy a favorite thing like a burger and just make that small tweak to get some of that extra nutrition in there.
There you go. We'll have full details with the recipe of the week available on our social media. And again, a reminder, you can find us now at 107.1 CJCS FM on social media and, of course, on our website as well with mystratfornow.com. And be sure to check out Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. She's got a great Facebook page. And Sydney, can you tell us about dairy-free vegan pesto?
Yeah, absolutely. So on my Facebook page, I have a video about how you can make vegan homemade basil pesto at home. You know, for all of my listeners out there who have dairy allergies or maybe a dairy intolerance, it's super easy and you're still getting that nice kind of cheesy, earthy flavor that you'd typically find in a pesto. So if you want to find that video, you can find it on my Facebook page, which is Sydney B, your dietitian at Zehrs.
Long weekend, Sydney. Any plans for the long weekend or just enjoying the weather?
You know what? I think, yeah, just enjoying the weather. I think maybe some family barbecues as well. I think we might, you know, make these burgers ourselves. And yeah, just enjoying the sunshine.
I think that sounds like a plan. Sydney, we always appreciate your time with the recipe of the week with the good folks at Zehrs. And thank you so much for doing this. And of course, we will chat again. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Thanks so much, Sydney. Enjoy the long weekend.
Oh, thanks so much, Jamie. And same to all our listeners out there. I hope you all have a great weekend as well.